Well, good morning again. Welcome back to Ag Hour. Josh and Chuck here in the studio. And we're heading to North Dakota, up north in Fargo, with Kelsey Hoffman, who's the Ag Extension agent up there. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, cold and snowy. How about you?
Well, we're cold and wet, and yeah, it's been an interesting last few weeks.
I know what it seemed like. It was kind of turning the corner. You guys get that thaw up there as well, and now it's freezing in snow?
Yep, so we got some nice ruts in the yards and in the calving lots, and so now it sounds like this weekend we'll get another chance of snow here before we're going to be able to warm up within the next few weeks.
What are you hearing about the calves up there? Are they hanging in there pretty good? Are you getting any sicknesses?
Yep, you know, we're on that light to moderate probably calving loss. You know, on an average, we are starting to see some sick calves, especially after this past weekend's, you know, wet storm that came through, and just those cold weathers, you know, so we're starting to get some of those scours, droopy ears. You know, guys are taking a little extra time to make sure that we're bedding good enough, you know, getting a solid base in there so we're not trying to fight that mud so bad.
Do you have enough bedding up there?
Yep, you know, our hay and bedding supplies, you know, I think we'll be able to make it, especially if it's going to start warming up here the second half of the month. We'll be okay on that end. You know, we've been fortunate here in the Fargo area with some moisture last summer that we're not going to be hurting too bad. You get out west now, and they're going to be a little short.
Yeah, the west, western North Dakota still pretty dry yet. Did they get any of this snow at all?
They did get some snow. You know, northern, northwest North Dakota got some pretty good snow last weekend. Southwest North Dakota, the beginning of this week, they got a little bit. You know, then you get into that middle central part of the state, and they've gotten quite a bit of snow this year. So moisture-wise, we're sitting okay. You know, obviously, we would probably prefer it in the rain form, you know, in May rather than the snow, but we're not going to turn it away.
Do you have frost pretty deep yet?
Yeah.
So it's going to be probably a late spring then, huh?
It is going to be a late spring. You know, now we have some guys that are questioning, you know, those wheat plantings. Should they be switching that over to beans, or what should they be doing? You know, right now we're just telling them to hang on for a little bit, try not to make too many decisions, and just see what the weather's going to do for us.
Yeah, because I heard North Dakota was really going to increase in some spring wheat as a total.
Yeah, our wheat acres were really going to go up, but Mother Nature always depends on that, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, when they're talking about going to some beans, and now the tariff and the beans have really took a dive today. So I suppose now they're going to sit back and wonder, what are we going to do this year now?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are questioning that. You know, the corn market's not very good either. You know, we have some guys questioning, you know, getting some shorter day corn seed here. But a lot of our seed producers are just telling them to hang on, wait a few more weeks, and we can make some decisions during that time.
Yeah, I think we're still pretty early here, and I think guys are starting to, and you can't blame them for questioning, but I think we got some time left, and don't change too many things. We can recover pretty quick on some of these crops.
Correct, and can change pretty fast, too. You know, we're looking at moisture here this weekend, and now it sounds like we'll get a few chances of rain next week, but we'll be back up in the 40s, and then the following week they're saying 50s to 60, so that has to put some smile on some of those guys' faces.
Well, we were talking about that earlier today here at the studio, that, you know, when you have a snow in April and some cold, you always say, well, you know, a couple days we're going to get some nice weather, but this seems to hold on for quite a while here for an April.
Correct, you know, and then we might get a few nice days where we get a little thaw, and then it seems to, you know, we had some record-setting lows yesterday, or last night, actually, here in North Dakota, and so that starts to change the aspect a little bit on some of those guys' perspectives.
But otherwise, moisture is good on eastern North Dakota as far as coming in the spring?
Yep, we're going to be sitting okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one good thing. I just talked to down in Oklahoma, and they've had a tenth of an inch in some parts in 180 days. So that's,
oh boy,
I would rather have the snow and the cold, I think, late.
Early spring. After last summer, I don't think too many guys are going to be complaining.
Yeah, I know it. And I guess it's always like we'd always like to have a rain coming in, but it isn't. Anything else? You think that your corn acre is going to, you think some, maybe some, if it gets late, we hope not that late and we don't need to talk about it, but sunflowers, you think, might sneak a little sunflowers in there? Could?
You know, there have been some guys that have been talking about some planting some flowers, you know, right here in the Red River Valley, not so much, but we get west of Cass County, get into that Valley City, Jamestown area. There's some individuals that are talking about flower acres a little bit more, but it's all going to depend on the weather and especially what these tariffs are going to do.
I know that tariff is really, hopefully they can get together and come up with a thing before the tariffs actually take effect, but the markets hear about it and they just move.
Yep, and they definitely have moved today.
They have definitely moved. They're still 36 down, and the cattle have coming back just a little bit, but boy, they're still taking a beating too.
They were taking a beating, but they're back in the green. So.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of nice to see that. Anyway, going to be a little late up there, but any different changes in the cropping systems? Not so much, just maybe some wheat if we can get in.
Yep, you know, more. We're going to see an increase or tick up in wheat acres this year. Hopefully we'll still be able to see that if the weather can straighten out. If not, that will go back to the beans.
What do they talk about as far as up there? Do you talk the 1st of May going in with wheat yet, or they go the first week in May? How late can you go?
That first week in May is a little later for us. You know, they'd like to get that still in the middle to end of April.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way here. So I guess they say you lose a little as you go into May, but sometimes, depending on the year again as well.
Yeah, and it's all going to depend, too, on the rotation, especially with the sugar beets.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of sugar beet numbers pretty well hold the same?
Yep. That's usually pretty steady.
And now, do they hold, how is the market on them?
You know, they're actually not doing too bad.
Now, do they follow sugar beets on wheat is what they do?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Okay. Well, Kelsey, thank you for joining me. I sure appreciated taking the time out. I hope we both can say that we're getting some sunshine, some warm weather, and maybe in 2 weeks we can at least get rid of the snow.
That would be nice. I appreciate it. So send some warmer weather up here.
Yeah, we could if we'd get some too. Anyway, thank you very much, Kelsey. You have a good weekend, and maybe I'll talk to you here in another month or so.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks, Kelsey. And that's Kelsey Hoffman, who's the ag expert.